John Henry Newman, Sermons on Subjects of the Day, number 23, Grounds for Steadfastness in Our Religious Profession. St. John Henry Newman takes as his text the result of an extraordinary conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well in chapter 4 of John's Gospel. Passing through Samaria from Judea on his way to Galilee, Jesus encounters a woman at a well in the place given to Jacob's son Joseph. The forbidden conversation itself with the Samaritan woman is remarkable. More remarkable was the secret things Jesus knew about her life. More remarkable still is his offer to her of living water. And most remarkable still is his use of the messianic phrase, "I am." It causes her to drop her water jar and run into town to tell others. It is here that Newman picks up the story. The Samaritans in the city of Sychar invite Jesus to stay with them, and he does so for 2 days. Many began to believe in him, saying, "Now we believe, not because of thy," meaning the Samaritan woman, "saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." We heard ourselves and know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Newman contrasts this true faith, faith within, a continuous conversion, a beginning again, with hereditary faith, or a faith based on the feelings of a moment. While a faith based on feeling might sprout up quickly, it withers in trial. Not so steadfast faith. It is the product of a lifetime. The steadfast believer knows the record of Scripture, how God led the Israelites in the Old Testament, and how Jesus represents the fulfillment of all that the prophets and lawmakers have taught. But he knows as well the inner reality of faith in Christ in his own life. Looking forward, one sees not the obvious hand of God, for it would not be called faith if you knew life's road ahead of time. But looking back, oh there, over and over again, the hand of God is shown to the one who has eyes to see. Like St. Polycarp, Newman says, the steadfast believer knows that 86 years have I served him, and he hath never wronged me. It is this steadfast faith that Newman trumpets, not hereditary faith or feelings in a moment, but lived faith, reflected by the truth living within. He suggests 8 characteristics associated with this lived faith. 1. True faith is rooted in one's self. The truth is within. The doctrine which the believer holds is a reality in his mind and not a mere opinion. It comes to him in power that affects and changes him. He has a conviction that God has been with him, and this is a ground of hope that God will be with him still. 2. God's grace is sufficient and his mercies unfathomable. God is present with him in a fullness and depth beyond knowledge. 3. Despite man's sense of unworthiness, he has repeated experience of God's wonderful providences and must say with Jacob, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, has fed me all my life long until this day." 4. God answers prayer, which constitutes a sign and token Christ is real and the very foundation of faith. Religious men have their prayers answered in a wonderful way and with sufficient distinctness to be, in addition to other evidences, a ground of confidence to them that God is with them. 5. The awful sacredness of our sacraments tells us that Christ is present. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. 6. The manifestation of Christ is often seen in the sanctity of the living. Quote, surely that is a church visited by the influences of divine grace, which contains in her pale men so saintly in their lives, so heavenly in their hearts and minds, so self-denying, so obedient, as are vouchsafed to her even in this degenerate time. 7. The manifestation of Christ often attends on deathbeds as a comfort to the dying and a witness to survivors. These characteristics of steadfast faith suggested here, but explored at length by Newman in Sermon number 23, offer a ground of hope and confidence, and is meant to suggest the wisdom of a lifelong pursuit of holiness urged upon us by St. John Henry Newman. Lord, make it so.